This might very well be the last in the series of Brewing with Blake Hasbin's blend, Blake, which is 70% Sumatra and 30% Ethiopian. Today, I'm trying the siphon, and I'm a bit out of practice with the siphon. I haven't used the siphon for quite some time, although it's such a beautiful concept and such a beautiful piece of equipment. It took me some time to just kind of reflect again on how to do what. Of course, it's the bottom chamber and the top chamber, so you fill water in the bottom chamber and then you put it over a heat source. I usually use my gas stove top, and then you add the top chamber and you let the water through the heat travel up to the top chamber. And once all the water is up there, well, there's never all of it that goes up there. You just add the ground coffee and then you let it brew. I let it brew for about a minute and a half. And then you just take the whole contraption off the heat source. In my case, I just have to turn off the gas. And then the coffee from the top chamber just travels down through a beautiful cloth filter into the bottom chamber. And there it sits. The coffee is brewed. And it is actually quite hot. I've had it here now for about, 5-10 minutes. And it's still at 75 degrees. But I am going to transfer that into my double-walled glass, which I've preheated, of course. And it looks very clean. This is the cleanest cup of coffee you will ever have. The filter being cloth is just very, very good. And again, we know this is a light roast, so it's a very light color, but it looks inviting, and I can't wait to put my nose and my lips to it, but it's still a bit too hot. So while I'm waiting for my drink to cool down to the perfect temperature, I'd like to elaborate on this blend. So it's the 70% Sumatra Takengong Gayon Mountain double picked, fully washed 2012. And then the 30% Ethiopian is a Guji Natural. And it was roasted on the 23rd of September. So it's in its optimum window. And what I like, what it says on the packet as well, it's best within 4 weeks, but enjoy within 3 months. What a lovely way of putting it. That's exactly the best window is about 4 weeks and then still all right. But better off to drink it in the first 4 weeks after roasting. So while I'm waiting again for it to cool down, the Blake espresso blend, believe it or not, but I'm doing it in the siphon, I'm going to go ahead and just wash the top chamber and get it all clean. Important, get your equipment clean. And then on the other brew, I'll let you know what it tastes like.